Amen. Please, you may be seated. You are welcome to this month. In November is our month of the 11th hour intervention. Amen. Amen. And we pray that God will intervene. This month is a serious month. All right. I know we pray from next, we're going to be fasting as a church from the 18th to the 25th of this month. Okay. This month is a serious month. This whole, all our services this month, they are miracle services. We are believing God for the hand of God to move in our midst. No miracle, no need should be left unmet. And so I want to call for your participation. I want to call for your faith. I want us to stand together as a church family. We say it's all for one and one for all. Our God is the God that answers prayers. But I want us to be unified in spirit. I want us to be unified in faith. I want us to be unified in our prayer. And the prayer is very simple. Lord, intervene. We want to see you this 11th hour of the year. Amen? Is that how? Can you do that? So from the 18th, can you do that?
Yes.
All right. From the 18th, we are going to be fasting. All right. We start in the morning, midnight to 6 o'clock. It's only going for a week. All right, so you can eat as much as you can this coming week and then set your heart from the 18th of, if you have not registered in the church database, go to gatewaychapel.org.uk/, is it members area? No, not members. It's not members. Okay, we'll sort that out. I'll give you the link at the end of the service. Is it members area? Is it members area? It's members area. Okay, members area. And then go register if you are part of the church. You know why? Because every day we're going to be sending out prayer points. And also, I'll be praying with you every day, 9 o'clock to 9:15, every day for 7 days. Okay? So this is, it must happen. Tell anybody it must happen. Say by fire and by force. It must happen. Every promise must be met. Every dream must happen. No promise will be left untouched. And that's what we are believing God for. All right? So I want you to be very focused. I want you to be part of this assignment. So every service as well, we are going to be interceding for one another fervently. If you don't know how to pray, I'm also giving you a 7 days notice. So go and learn how to pray. Go and Google how to pray on you. Go and Google how to pray. Go and, because I've taught about it, go onto our vault, go onto our website, go and listen to the messages on prayer. All right? You have 7 days to warm up. Go and practice. If you don't know how to pray in the spirit, at the end of the service, come to my office and we will sort that out. But prayer, you must pray. All right? And so we're going to have a warm up, right? At the end of the service, we're going to join our hands together and we are going to pray for one another. All right? And your neighbor will be listening. Okay, your neighbor will be listening. If that prayer is not powerful, your neighbor will ask you, mate, what's up? yeah. Because the church of God these days is so nice, it's so comfortable, it can easily become a networking center. Yeah, especially like a church like ours, where God we have a passion for the marketplace. It can easily become a networking center. You know, so Christianity is not a networking center. Church, well, we believe in God and then we pray and pray through. All right? Praise the Lord. So ask your neighbor, do you know how to pray? Or are you just fine? Ask your neighbor, do you know how to pray? Or are you just fine? You understand what I'm saying? You are just fine, but you can't pray. What kind of fine is that? Eh? Ask one behind you, say, my neighbor, do you know how to pray? Yes. Or are you just fine? You know, when fineness is backed by prayer, then we know we have something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, like, you know, you come on like you're all day, you're all dressed up, you're all nice, you know, all your nails look like claws, you know what I mean? And then it's all okay, right? But you know, when they go and get stuff, and the devil harasses you, I want you to be able to say, me, pam, 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 pam. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, that kind of girl, that one is my babe. Not you can't just look all fine like that. And then when he's there, he said, oh my gosh, what is that? You can't pray. Oh man, I'm hot here now. Can you imagine? Man, are you listening? So we are going to pray. And we are a prayer house. But let me introduce you to the concept of the 11th hour intervention. Now, maybe you don't have a need. As a good friend, you should be able to stand in the gap for someone else's needs as well. You hear a case of one of our daughters here who stood in the gap for her sister who had problems having kids, and God honored her. So you are an intercessor. So even if you don't have an immediate need, trust me, there are people around you. Well, if you don't have an immediate need, come and meet me. You can take some of mine over and help me pray through. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because I know a lot of people that have needs, that are waiting for God to do something. I know a lot of people who probably cry at night. I know a lot of people who are looking at their promises right now and are asking themselves, is this still possible this year? But I have good news for you. With my God, all things are possible. So it is not over until we are done. And that's what this month is about. We are going to pray like our heads on fire until the God that answers by fire answers us. Praise the Lord. So I see miracles happening this month. I see miracles happening from today in the name of Jesus. Your job will come. Your debt will be canceled. Your promotion will come. You will buy that house. You will raise that deposit. You will conceive. Those who are believing God for a child, for children. If you are believing God for kids, you will conceive this month in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 20. Today's Minister Yusuf's and Asha's birthday. I'm a blessed man. One spiritual son and one natural son. God has blessed me. I'm more than blessed. When you are too blessed, you are blessed. Yeah. You know the blessing that is beyond articulation? Yes. When you have a blessing that is beyond articulation, you tell yourself, I am blessed. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Two wonderful sons of mine. Matthew chapter 20, verse 6. And it says, and about the 11th hour, come on, say 11th hour. He went out and found others standing idle. And said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? What happened to you? Why have you been standing idle? You are meant to have done something about it. You are meant to have done something about this problem. What are you idle? Why are you not busy? Why are you not doing anything? And their response shocked me. He says, and they said to him, because no one hired us. No one helped us. I have carried this resume for 11 months. Now, no one called me. I've been getting this bill for over 10 months now. Still not been paid. I've been believing God to conceive for years now. 10 months have already gone. Hey, so there's no one. And Jesus said, get into my vineyard. At the 11th hour, he said, you also. He said, you also, because others have gone ahead of you. Listen very carefully. Someone gave a testimony at the beginning of this year that they got a job. Someone gave a testimony at the beginning of this year that they've conceived. Someone gave a testimony at the beginning of this year that they got miracle money. He said, but you also, go and join them. I see you join them this month. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I see you join them this month. In the name of Jesus. And they went in. And exactly 1 hour later, it was the close of day. Now, Jesus said in John 11, verse 9, he said, are there not 12 hours in the day? So you find that the 11th hour represents the last hour of the day. The last month. So our December is our Thanksgiving. It's our month of Thanksgiving. And so I'm believing God that by 30th of November, midnight, all your needs will have been met. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you documented this same time last year that you are believing God to do in 2019, I see God kick it off by force in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Say, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. So the 11th hour is just that hour towards the close of the year like we are now. Secondly, the 11th hour also talks about just in time. Just in time. Just when you need it. Our God, your God is a God that comes just in time. And sometimes the church of God is so beautiful, so fanciful, that you easily can forget that we serve the God of miracles. You can easily forget that you serve a powerful God. You can easily forget, in fact, there's a way you familiarize yourself with the temple of Jesus, with the house of God, that you think that God is like you. That you begin to transpose your inadequacies and begin to transpose your limitation to God. You begin to see God the way you see yourself. In other words, you start thinking that your God is not capable. You start thinking that your God doesn't have the ability to do what he says he will do in his word. You start thinking that, you know what, just because I cannot, maybe God cannot either. And so this creates a state of hopelessness and helplessness. We are hopeless because we feel helpless. We feel helpless because we think about God the way we think about ourselves. But I have good news for you. The God you serve is a powerful God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the one that sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for you. Because you are special. You are worth it. And I'm telling you, he's the one that thinks about your needs before it ever hits your consciousness. The Bible says that God looked at the man that he has created. He looked at Adam and said, this man is lonely. The man did not even know that he was lonely. He went to bed one night and woke up. The need that has not hit his consciousness was presented to him. The solution to the need that has not hit his consciousness was presented to him. Listen very carefully. The Bible says that there's a company of people. While they are still speaking, he make haste to answer. I see God answer you in this service in the name of Jesus. This is round one of this month. I see God answer you speedily this night in the mighty name of Jesus. He's the God that comes just in time. We see in Acts chapter 20. Why do I make so much reference to the scriptures? Because we are Bible believers. Remove the Bible. All we have is a society. We are not a society. We are Bible believers. We believe in Jesus. We believe the word of God. It may make us look like lunatics, but we don't care. We believe the word because it is proven. Every Sunday, every last Sunday throughout this year, we do testimony Sunday. Even if I don't believe, right, myself, at least I should believe those who have testified. So I trust the word of God. I trust the Bible. We are professional specialist believers. Praise the Lord. I said we are professional specialist believer. We believe in the things that don't make sense because the Bible says so. Today we celebrate our biological son who is 25 today. But the truth of the matter is that when we got married years ago, and after getting married, then we start have kids. So 4 weeks after, came home, my wife said, oh, you know what? I think I'm pregnant. We did the test, and we're all excited. Two of us. And so I was looking at her, wow, man, I was nervous, I'm frightened, and wow, my. You got a little thing in your stomach there. Wow, nice. Until one day, came back from work, and I saw her sitting in the corner in the room, weeping. What is the matter? She said, oh, I've been bleeding all day. I said, seriously? I said, okay, don't worry. God is faithful, Let's go to the hospital. Went to the hospital. I said, okay, put her on bed rest. After 3 days, I said, well, when she starts bleeding after 3 days, we'll do a test. Well, we did the test, and they said, the test is negative. I said, what does that mean? They said, we can't find the baby. I said, you can't find the baby? Where did you put the baby? That's what I'm thinking. What do you mean you can't find the baby? I mean, you know, you stay at times with the hospital and the doctor just tells you something. They just tell you like they expect to understand. Well, how do I bring my wife who says she's pregnant to your hospital and you're telling me that you can't find the baby? Ask the nurse. you can't find the baby. So I said, but let's go. Because it's fake doctors. I don't know where they got their qualification from. How can you tell us you can't find the baby? And then we left. And then we went somewhere else, did another test. It was negative. I said, okay, let's go to my parents' home. We went across town, went to spend a weekend with my parents. But we went to see my parents because there was a lab close by where we used to live. So we went there and they said, oh, forget the doctors. You know those lab technicians? Forget the doctors, they're all crazy people. We have a piece of equipment here. If she's pregnant for 2 hours, we see that child. Come on. I'll say, this is it. So, of course, you got to pay off, eh? You got to pay off. That's what we paid. Again, 3 days later, went back, and they said, we're very sorry, it's negative. So, this time I was bothered. Then I told my wife, I said, Bola, you know what? Let's leave these guys. They're not qualified. We know, you and I know, that there's a baby in there. You agree? Say yes. That's why you must marry a Christian. I said, marry a believer. I said, I know there's a baby in there. Do you agree there's a baby in there? He said, yes. Then let's live with Dr. Jesus. Let's live with the Holy Spirit. Later we will know who is right. Wherever this baby is, we will find out. So that was in January. And then, but by the way, while we're at it, I said, well, God has called me to Cyprus. So you just stay here and be happy while I head off to Cyprus. So I relocated. I said, but while I'm away, don't talk to anybody. Don't discuss anybody. Not your parents, not my parents, not your friends. You and I know there's a baby in there. We'll soon find out. Yours truly, 4 months later, she went in to do a test. Because she could feel that something was going on, something was happening, right? The bulge was beginning to show. And then she went to do the test, and they said this baby was over 3 months. That's the kid that we call the invisible man that's now 25 years old today. The God you serve, listen very carefully, the church of God can be so fanciful and so beautiful, it can become a professional networking venue. Make no mistake, we are called to propagate the gospel and believe in the works of Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. He's the God that still intervenes in the life of his people. And that will be your story this month, in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that God will serve with the last minute and it will show up for you in Jesus' mighty name. So it's the God that comes in the very nick of time. Just when you think it's over, he shows up. I see him show up for you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. However, everything that God promises in the Bible has conditions to them, has conditions attached to them. And I want to share some things with you this morning to prepare you for the fast and to help you align yourself with the requirements of Jesus Christ. Amen? Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. We want to look at a man in scriptures who was believing God for, who has a need like you and I. Just in case you are here this morning, believing God for a testimony. Let's look at a man who believed God and God visited him and gave him this last minute testimony. Luke chapter 1, read from verse 11. It says, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, talking about Zechariah, appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. It says, and when Zechariah saw him, when Zechariah saw this angel, he fell upon him. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard. Come on, say your prayer is heard. And your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son. You shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many, come on, say many, will rejoice at the birth of, will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And so we see a man here, Zechariah. And I want us to look at the life of Zechariah and see how he's able to attract the 11th hour intervention in his life. Because the Bible says that it is written for our examples. Amen. So you will notice something about Zechariah, that Zechariah was a very faithful person. He was a very, very faithful person. Zechariah is the one who you find that he was serving in the temple. In other words, he was committed to a cause, and he was committed to the cause of the gospel that he believed in. I want to encourage you to be a faithful person. I want to encourage you and charge you, even as we get ready to prepare for our fast, to be a faithful person, someone who is dependable. Zechariah was a faithful person. The second thing you will notice about him is that he was committed. He's a committed couple. Be a committed person. Don't be a flaky person. There are so many people who are flaky when it comes to their spiritual life. There are so many people who are not faithful to the cause of Christ. They are not faithful to the word of God. They are not faithful to what they believe in as Christians. I want to charge you, if you are going to expose yourself to the 11th hour intervention of God in any area of your life, you should learn to be faithful. Choose your course. You've chosen a course to be. You've chosen to be a believer. Be a believer. Prepare yourself. Make sure that you live by the dictates of the gospel. He was a faithful person. He was a committed person. I mean, the Bible says something about him. He said they were old and advanced in age, and they were childless. He was old. He was advanced in age. And they were, so that means that they had been believing God for this child for a very long time. A very long time. So people like that in our days, you will be stressed to find people who are still faithful after believing God for a very long time. Many people don't even wait. After 1 year, 2 years at most, they say, this is not working. Oh, there's no point. Why should I remain prayerful? Why should I be faithful in prayer? Why should I be faithful in service? Why should I be faithful in giving, seeing? I have waited on God for a very long time and it has not come through for me. But I tell you what, for everyone that God blesses, he tests their hearts. And so God found this man faithful, childless and advanced in age, but faithful. Childless and advanced in age, but committed. He was committed. He was committed. The Bible says he was standing at the right side of the altar, at the right side of the altar of incense. He had a spot. He had a duty in the house of God, and he fulfilled his duty in spite of his needs. Can God find you faithful? Can God find you faithful? Can God find you a committed person? Would God say today that, oh, look at my child, he is faithful. Can God look at you and say, look at my son, he is committed to prayers. Can God look at you and say, look at my son, look at my daughter, she's committed in the area of prayers. She's committed in the area of service. She's committed in the area of the well-being of others. Can God find you faithful? Zechariah was dedicated. He was dedicated to his duty. Do you have a duty in the house of God? Do you have a duty in the Christian in the kingdom of God? Do you have a duty in the plan of Jesus for the gospel of this city? Do you have a duty? And are you dedicated to it? Are you real? And are you real for Christ? Are you a Christian on Sunday and somebody else on Monday? What are you exactly? God needs you to be faithful, committed, and dedicated. And so the same goes for Elizabeth. God says by Elizabeth. Elizabeth was a woman who was fervent in spirit. Pastor, how do you know? Because the Bible says when they told Zechariah that, hey, listen, you are going to have a child, he probably chuckled. I said, angel, I don't know what you are on from heaven. Don't know what you've been smoking in heaven. All those fumes and incense will have got into your wings. Listen, have you seen me of recent? And the angel looked at him. Because Ecclesiastes says, say not before an angel is an error. And so when the Bible says that the power of life and death is in our tongue. And the angel said, before you say anything negative that God will be mandated to respond, let me hold your tongue. So the angel held his tongue. But the wife was a fervent woman, fervent in spirit. She received that message. And that's why at the end, when she said his name is John, everybody agreed. Listen very carefully. Are you fervent? Are you fervent in spirit? Are you too young to be fervent in spirit? Are you too beautiful to be fervent in spirit? Are you too rich to be fervent in spirit? Are you so much a career professional to be fervent in spirit? Are you fervent in spirit? You've got to be fervent in spirit because you are a believer. You've got to be fervent in spirit because you are a Christian. This nation needs you. The city needs you. Your career needs you. Your family needs you. Your children needs you. And we all need you to be fervent in spirit. Fervent to pick up messages, intercept messages in the realm of the spirit. Fervent in prayer. Fervent in prayer. Elizabeth was fervent in prayer. And God visited them. Today is our Miracle Sunday. And I'm believing God that we will ignite the spirit of fervency in this service. And I'm believing God that at the end of our prayer time today, God will have gone ahead of you to perfect every crooked way this week. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Rise to your feet and let us pray.